This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the program. Welcome back to the show. It is Free Talk Live, hour number three.
Number three.
Kicking off. I misspoke at the end of the last segment. Said hour number two coming up. I was wrong. And this is my correction. I've issued a correction.
For those of you thinking that you had traveled back in time 1 hour.
In time. In time. In time. Yes, I am a time traveler.
Just only forward and at a very specific rate.
I exist in several different time zones simultaneously.
That's true.
Yes, 603-283-6160 is the telephone number for Free Talk Live. That is the show you are listening to. If you would like to call in, get on the air, talk about whatever's on your mind.
And you, too, can exist in multiple time zones.
You can. You can be broadcast. That's cast broadly. Over the airwaves, or the internet, or satellite, depending.
And?
But wait, there's more. Is there more? In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
And since it's been a COVID evening, according to the headlines, we had mentioned this during the first segment of the first hour. But when this whole COVID thing came around, it was one thing. And all the news was out of Wuhan, whatever, however you want to pronounce that. And then it came to the States somehow, like way before they actually, you know, it came to the States well before they actually were alerting everybody via the news. Evidence has shown that it may have been in the States as early as the previous fall.
Which were the reports that I was getting from actual people.
Yeah. And so, of course, the governments around the globe have overreacted in ways that have made people do, well, inexplicable things like champion for the tyranny of their fellow man.
Because, you know, it's a great thing when governments start telling you what to wear, what to put on your body, and, occasionally round you up into camps for not complying.
And so, if that wasn't bad enough, this one thing that the government is using as its excuse to rain down more tyranny. This from news.trust.org, a Reuters Foundation, Thomson Reuters Foundation news. World faces around 4,000 COVID-19 variants as Britain explores mixed vaccine shots. Bullet points here. World faces around 4,000 variants of novel coronavirus. UK trials combining Pfizer and AstraZeneca vaccines. They're combining the vaccines now.
Mm-hmm. Because one vaccine wasn't nearly risky enough. You know, I mean, what if Pfizer got it right and AstraZeneca got it wrong? I mean, sure, like half of your people would be fine. I mean, you couldn't do that.
The UK says vaccines likely to work on different variants. Okay. I can say that vaccines are likely to make balloons come out of your ears. Does that make it real?
I'd like to see your trials.
All drug makers...
And I mean, I'd really like to have video on them because that would be hilarious.
All drug makers are looking to improve vaccines for new variants. Of course, I mean, this article is pretty useless, really, other than the fact that suddenly it went from, you know, one thing to two. I heard about a variant.
Three. Oh, yeah, yeah. I heard it, and it was the first I was hearing of a third wave, okay, which, you know, kind of implies a variation on it.
And there's different meanings for the term wave when it comes to government context, because when the government put everybody into lockdown, yes, that is a prison term. Yes, they used it on their own citizens, lockdown. When they put everybody into lockdown, and it was the 2 weeks to flatten the curve, the second wave was referred to what happens after that 2 weeks expires. Mm-hmm. Oh, people will experience the second wave, right? Because we've locked down, we flattened the curve, everybody's going to get it, but, you know, we'll have slowed it down enough that, you know, the hospitals won't be overwhelmed and we won't have to call in the ships and, you know, turn football stadiums into makeshift hospitals and, you know, that kind of stuff. That was the...
Well, we won't have to, but let's do it anyway.
That was sort of the plan, if I recall correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a second variant that I've heard about in the last, month or so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and suddenly, this was published on Thursday, the 4th of February of 2021. Suddenly, there's 4,000 COVID-19 variants. Now, we talked about it a little bit earlier in the program about if you take the 7 years that they're predicting for the one coronavirus or the one COVID-19 to people get fully vaccinated, then now you have to do it 4,000 more times. Is that 4,000 more vaccines?
It would seem to be the case, yeah. I mean, if you have that's why you have the different flu vaccines, right? Because every year flu mutates, so they sort of make their best educated guess as to, a dozen or so or a couple dozen variants that they expect to be the most common flu strains that will be infecting people, and they vaccinate against those. Because it mutates all of the time, and you have to make new vaccines for new variations on a virus. So, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, anyone out there who has better information, but that sounds like you'd have to have 4,000 different vaccines if you want this fully covered. And I mean, you know, this isn't like we all live in completely isolated areas anymore. I mean, this is a post-jet world.
Right. Yeah, there is international travel cross country, cross globe, around the globe. This article says the world faces around 4,000 variants of the virus that causes COVID-19, prompting a race to improve vaccines, Britain said on Thursday, as researchers began to explore mixing doses of the Pfizer and AstraZeneca shot in a world first. You know what this sounds like? This sounds like when I'm at the bar and I'm hanging out with my bros, and we start some drinking, and one guy's having a shot of this, and another guy's having a shot of the other thing, and I go, you know what? Let's combine those two shots and then drink it and see what happens. That's what it reminds me of. These are professional folks.
You know what it reminds me of? So you're at the car lot, and you've finally negotiated your price, and you get down to it, and it's like, oh, but what about the undercoating? You know, because Pfizer, AstraZeneca, I mean, they were already going to make an unbelievable amount of money on just the one vaccine. But wait, there's more.
Mecha vaccine, that's what it is. It's like Voltron of vaccines, and all the different vaccines form one mecha vaccine. Thousands of variants have been documented as the virus mutates, including the so-called British, South African, and Brazilian variants.
Okay,
the Brazilian is the one that doesn't have any pubic hair. Which appear to spread more swiftly than others. British Vaccine Deployment Minister Nadheem Zawal said it was very unlikely that the current vaccines would not work against the new variants. I guess we've answered our question then.
Mm.
Well, at least according to this one guy.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, it's very unlikely that the current vaccine won't be effective on the variants, whether in Kent or other variants, especially when it comes to severe illness and hospitalization, Zawi told Sky News. All manufacturers, Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, Oxford, AstraZeneca, and others, are looking at how they can improve their vaccine to make sure we are ready for any variant. There are about 4,000 variants around the world of COVID now. How did the number get from 2 to 4,000?
Well, and a lot of this sounds to me like they're preemptively covering themselves for if this vaccine is, say, completely ineffective or even very counter-effective. It's like, oh, well, we thought it was going to cover these other 3,998 versions of them. But now it turns out that when you have this version with this version of the virus, It's terrible.
It's like when you, when I got one of my first jobs, I had to clean floors and bathrooms, and one of the things they told us not to do was mix like bleach and Mr. Clean and like Windex, and you know, don't put different chemicals together when you don't know what's going to happen with them.
And yeah, this is so early, there's no testing.
603-283-6160, more Free Talk Live on the way.
There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021 where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. It is Free Talk Live. Thanks for listening to the program, everybody. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Peakless Mountaineer.
And there was a caller not too long ago who called in, and somehow we got onto the subject of Fork Fest.
Mm.
Not Pork Fest, Porcupine Freedom Festival, but Fork Fest,
mm-hmm.
the festival that forked off of the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Mm.
They were not aware of the events that transpired that created Fork Fest.
Mm.
And they seemed to be under the impression that it was one of these, like, food truck gatherings. You know, Fork Fest.
Well, you know, judging by the name. Well, and so Pork Fest, which is obviously a bacon-related event.
Right, yes.
And it's a related event, Fork Fest, which is only for those bacon dishes that require a fork to eat.
So anyway, none of that is true. And in fact, you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar. June 28th through July 4th, 2021, we'll see you at ForkFest.party. And I just want to be completely clear about ForkFest. Yes, there will be food.
There will.
But that's not the whole point. The whole point
it's not
is
the focus.
Yeah, it's not the focus. Some delicious food, too. I had some great stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's some great food last time.
And it's food that you can get in exchange for, you know, blood dollars or cryptocurrency of multiple varieties or goldbacks. Oh, I love trading goldbacks for food.
I know, it's so awesome.
It's just wholesome.
It makes you feel warm and fuzzy.
It really does give me the warm fuzzies.
Indeed.
I exchanged a massage for silver. That was a wonderful experience for me.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Robert calling from South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hi. You know, I was thinking to myself with regard to the virus, I understood that the death rate is not any higher than it was like a year ago. I mean, we have people, zillions of people dying of the virus, hundreds of thousands, 416,000 or something like that. But they say that the death statistics are all flat. In other words, there's not a single, or it's almost like there are no extra people dying every year. So,
right.
And nobody goes into detail as to why that may happen to be. Did you understand it that way?
Yeah, as I understand it, you still have more than a 99% chance of recovering from the COVID-19 virus should you contract it.
Mm-hmm.
And that hasn't changed.
Right. And that is actually something we've been covering here, that while they, and it's because of exactly what you pointed out, that they shifted the focus from COVID death increases to COVID case increases. And part of that is that death is a very specific thing. You have very specific numbers that are easily checked when it's death. Now, what caused the death gets a little bit fuzzier, but who died, how many people, is very, very clear. But cases, on the other hand, all you have to do is change the threshold of testing, and you can increase or decrease cases of a virus at whim. And that's exactly the thing, where they are using this to terrify people. And since the deaths haven't increased, that's not scary.
I don't know what to think. See, because I never get sick of anything. I, I never take those flu vaccines. I'm 67 years old, and I never take those, never ever take the flu vaccines or any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And they always are harping on me. I get a call from the hospital. I get a call from my physician, my insurance company, and the drugstore about taking the, getting the flu vaccine. They're all telling me how dangerous it can be and so on. But I said, look, if I ever sense that I'm beginning to get sick of anything, if I ever get an extra sneeze, I'll definitely check it out. But as long as there's nothing wrong with me, I'm not going to try to fix what isn't broken. And that's an old rule that I always follow. And I don't know, maybe it's because of my heritage. I'm partially of a certain descent that seem never to have gotten sick. I mean, my father's family, all of the siblings died in their sleep. None of them ever got sick of anything. But on the other hand, like I told you about the figure that I just mentioned, I really want to. So in the meantime, I haven't taken anything. And when the time comes up for me to say yes or no to the vaccine, I tendentially would probably say no. But then they tell me, oh, that's a horrible mistake. What would you say about that?
I would also refuse the vaccine. I'm not sold that even the flu vaccine is effective. I'm certainly less sold on the rapid deployment of these, you know, mRNA style vaccines that in record time multiple companies seem to have suddenly come up with.
Oh yeah.
I'm call me a skeptic, but it's kind of like, for me, it's with technology. It's kind of the same in that respect. The newest smartphone will come out, and I won't get it right away. I'll wait until a few hundred thousand people have the smartphone and can report feedback on an online forum somewhere where I can read it, and then I'll make my decision as to whether or not I'm going to get that particular item or not, after. I'm not going to go and get it before everybody's had a chance to test it and use it for their own, purposes. So.
And a smartphone is something that they've already tested it before they release it. And that has been somewhat true of vaccines in the past, but it's not true of this one.
Yeah, so what I'm trying to get at, I guess, is that I'm going to be far more skeptical about a medical thing put in my body than I am about a piece of technology, the magic rectangle that I carry around in my pocket.
Yes, I can just understand that. They say that messenger ribonucleic acid, you can't really be sure that over the very long term and with millions of people that that something might go wrong because you're dealing with, as even the word, the name describes, messenger RNA. In other words, that's basically something that's changing the basic setup that's in your body and that it's in all of our bodies. You're changing it. You're sending a message to it to do something. And you don't know if there's any, maybe a little side effect that's going to change it over the long haul to something that you maybe didn't exactly plan for. What do you think about that?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it could be, to talk in terms of software, they could be giving you the wrong message or a message that's not right for your particular body, even though it might be right for other people's bodies. And we thank you for the call tonight, Robert. I'm skeptical, and if somebody were to come and say, put a gun to my head and, choose the bullet or choose the vaccine, well, I guess the captain would be gone. 603-283-6160. Are you going to get the vaccine? More coming up.
Why did you move to the Shire?
I moved here to the Shire because there's other people around who take liberty just as seriously as I do.
I moved to the Shire because I saw videos of people challenging authority and thought that I could get support myself. It called to me, like, do this, right now.
I wanted to be around people like me who got it, and once I got here, I knew there was nowhere else that I wanted to be.
I've always wanted to change the world, so I moved to the Shire to join people who were actually working towards doing the same thing.
The people here are awesome, loving, and positive. It was for the adventure and for the feeling of something important is happening here, and I just wanted to come to sort of be part of that.
Visit ShireSociety.com to read and sign the Shire Society Declaration and learn the reasons why, if you love liberty, you should immigrate to the Shire. Plus, connect with others via the forum at ShireSociety.com. That's Shire Society.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Wyoming Republican Party has voted to censure Representative Liz Cheney over her vote last month to impeach former President Trump. The censure document said that Cheney voted to impeach without President Trump being given due process. Following the vote, Cheney released a statement saying she was honored to represent Wyoming and would continue to work on the issues that are important to the people of the state. Cheney also survived a vote earlier this week to remove her from her position of leadership among House Republicans. She remained conference committee chair Wednesday by a 145-61 vote. California Governor Gavin Newsom says new guidelines for indoor church services will be issued after the Supreme Court struck down the state's ban on services as a COVID-19 restriction. The court ruled late Friday that the state's bans have violated religious liberties. The rulings say California cannot completely ban services, but can enforce restrictions on the number of attendees, as well as restrictions on singing and chanting during services. This is USA Radio News. An impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump will begin on Tuesday, with the president accused of inciting the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. The focus for the president's legal team should be the constitutionality of the proceedings, according to the former Trump White House communications director. Alyssa Farah tells CNN that there is an open question about impeaching a president who's already out of office.
The president's legal team should really not be trying to relitigate January 6th. The facts are not on his side. That is not a helpful case to make. If I were still advising President Trump, which I am not, I would tell him to focus on the constitutional issues. There is a very open, real question about the constitutionality of impeaching a former president. As your reporter noted in the segment before, you know, that had 45 members vote against the procedural movement to go ahead with this impeachment on those grounds. When we get into relitigating the facts of the day of, that's shaky territory for Republicans to be in. So, again, the president should focus on the precedent that this sets and the constitutional side of things.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Miss a moment of Free Talk Live? Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything that's on your mind. The only rules we have are don't violate the FCC rules. If you do, you get dumped. That's how it works. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Pickless Mountaineer.
And we were talking in the previous segment about the mRNA type of vaccine.
Right.
And that it's new. And that it is, I mean, it's never been tested. It's never been used on humans, ever.
Honestly, I think it's questionable whether even this counts as a vaccine. Because
I've heard other people say that. And by I've heard other people, I mean I've read that elsewhere. I read in an article, and I don't remember where from. I didn't bring it for show prep because it contains some other things that I didn't think would be good for this particular show. But it did say that the manufacturers, or at least two of the different people from the different manufacturers, that would be Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, or AstraZeneca, among others.
Quick note, by the way, Moderna's stock ticker is mRNA, so make of that what you will.
Weird.
I know.
I read that the people behind these vaccines have literally called it a platform. Now, a programming platform. Now, what this means is, and this is in layperson's terms, so I'm not a scientist, I'm not a biologist, I'm not a virologist, obviously, but what this means is that they are using a method of programming these cells within the vaccines to tell your body, give your body a set of instructions. Much in the same way an app that you download on your phone tells your phone a certain set of instructions and what to do. And this is the first time. Now, what else are they telling your body to do other than, you know, hey, battle this coronavirus? Does anybody know?
Well, and it's not even battle this coronavirus. What this does, because I've looked into this, and so just a quick overview. So mRNA, messenger RNA, ribonucleic acid. It's like DNA, only it's much cheaper and easier for the body to make because it's a much shorter term use. Also how viruses work, they're also RNA. So messenger RNA sends out a message to your body to do a thing,
mm-hmm.
like code for this program, for this protein, or look out for this pathogen, or create this hormone, what have you. Now, what this particular so-called vaccine is, it changes your cellular structure so that your ACE2 receptor does not accept the coronavirus. That's what it's there to do. It's to send a message to your cells that they need to change their part of their component so that it no longer accepts this virus as if it were ACE2.
Okay.
Now, one of the problems that they've run into is that your body sees this as a foreign mRNA, which it is, and if you have a healthy immune system, it frequently will damage this so-called vaccine on its way in. And we have no idea what the effects of that can be.
Right, because if your immune system is otherwise healthy, it's going to see this as a potential invader, and it's going to attack it, damage it, and then we don't know what the ramifications of that are.
Right, so you have a random message for a random change going through a body. It's incredibly dangerous.
Right, who knows if that changes the message?
Right.
Right. Or what the message becomes distorted or garbled as and, you know, eventually tells your body what to do. It's all
and
interesting stuff.
And that's assuming everything's on the up and up.
Right.
That's assuming that they're not putting anything else in there that they didn't bother to mention, or like, oh, it's very technical, so we just didn't include it. Which, who knows? And in these articles, they're talking about, like, yeah, we've got this program that we can do for your hardware. We also have the potential of doing all of these other kinds of programs that we could do.
Yeah. In my book, Nature has been doing a right fine job thus far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would rather not have mankind being experimental on my body, particularly with things that, well, are new.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like if you have a secure network, you know, like a bank does for ordinary currency.
Right.
And then you're just going to let someone hack into it.
Right, yeah.
And just, you know, trust that they won't, say, transfer money to their account.
Right, exactly. And we could talk more about that. I just wanted to get that out. We were talking off air, and I wanted to make sure that the listeners, you know, understood our position on this. Yeah. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We'll start with Ronald. He's calling from Indiana. Ronald, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. How are you doing? I love your show, I'd like to say, for a start.
Appreciate that. What's on your mind?
Well, I called in to complain about Fox firing Lou Dobbs, and I hope the other newscasters realize that they're next. You know, that's how that stuff goes, but I'd like to chime in on the virus, too, if I may.
What did they fire Lou Dobbs for?
Because he liked Trump.
Huh.
Weird.
Well, I mean,
I ain't that sick.
Well, the Republican establishment is absolutely turning their back on Trump and his followers and populism in general, so I guess it's not that surprising. It's kind of sad because Lou Dobbs was one of the few people who would occasionally say things that are just really true, really important, and kind of against the general mainstream method, or message, I mean.
Absolutely.
Well, I can't have any of that.
Well, I wonder if they're coming for Tucker Carlson next.
Where will you? Good Lord knows. We don't need any truth. Absolutely.
What else is on your mind, Ronald?
World.
What else was on your mind, Ronald?
Wait, I'm sorry.
What else was on your mind?
Oh, I was in the hospital about 6 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me I was getting a flu shot. About 5 days later, I broke out with scabs on my body. I don't know if they lied and it was a COVID shot, if they would actually do that. I mean, God forbid hospitals start lying to you. You know?
Did you go back or did you recover from it by yourself?
You know, I've seen a couple doctors. They just kind of brush me off and act like, well, ain't nothing. You're okay. They took, I mean, they took blood and stuff, so I assume I'm okay, but I still got scabs all over my side and my back, my chest.
Well, I hope you don't mutate into
my left arms, but
I hope you don't mutate into a Democrat.
Oh, don't worry, boy. There's never. Hey, you know, I got four email addresses, and they're all Captain Ron. And bless you, Captain, my friend, and I love your show.
Thanks for the call. Just having a little fun there. I have equal disdain for Democrats as well as Republicans. I think that as organizations, loosely, though I use the term, they are both, you know, birds, two wings of the same bird.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You know, I had an open mind for about 5 seconds when the populist choice got the nominee, where it did not on the Democratic Party. I'm like, wow, they have proven themselves at least for this moment to be slightly less corrupt than their opposition.
Did you know that?
And they shored that up real quick.
Did you know that Biden is an acronym?
Hmm.
Biggest idiot Democrats ever nominated.
Mm.
I saw that online. I laughed. I got a chuckle.
Well, I mean, he clearly has dementia, and that is something that you are not allowed to talk about.
He clearly, I don't even know. If how a population can allow somebody of that state of mind to take arguably the most deadly position on planet Earth.
Well,
it's beyond me.
It's because they didn't like what Trump said. And it's really not a matter of did, because what he did really wasn't any different. But it was what he said. And the way he talked and the way he comported himself was not what we expect of our president. It wasn't how we want to be represented on the world stage, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, so they put a huge warmonger in the chair of the largest military ever known to man.
Ah, but he's a warmonger that cares about diversity.
Wait, is it the largest military?
Oh, in the history of mankind, absolutely.
Isn't China bigger?
Oh, no.
Population-wise?
Oh, population-wise? Yeah. Maybe. Okay. But, like, as far as equipment, spending, all
that. Yeah, I know there's more base. And, you know, it's basically an empire and yada, yada, yada. To put somebody in that position is dumb.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, when it comes to our politics, we don't care what people do. We care what they say.
Power should never be so centralized that one man can have that much power at any one given time.
That's a fact.
603-283-6160. We'll get more of your calls and thoughts, and we'll talk more about all sorts of fun stuff. More Free Talk Live is inbound.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Anytime,
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, the final segment of this Saturday night's program. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And we're here 7 nights a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern. That's 4 until 7 Pacific. And if you're in another time zone, well, you know, do the math, figure it out. You're a big boy. Or girl. Or nondescript humanoid.
Apache helicopter.
If you're capable of math, figure it out. Reach for the magic rectangle in your pocket. I've come to calling it that. I used to call it the glowing box. People say, what do you do for a living? And I say, I stare at the glowing box.
Well, I, for one, was trained from a very early age that I had to do the math of Eastern Time. If they were going to announce a TV show, they were always going to say such and such Eastern Time.
Central Mountain is the real killer.
And that's what I had to calculate most of the time was Mountain Time.
If you're in Mountain Time in, like, I think it's Arizona, is where they don't change.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's...
Which I am very, very strongly in favor of. Stop the daylight savings thing.
I call it government savings
it's
time.
It's insane. Yeah. It wastes time, energy, and, human life every year. Anyway.
Let's continue on with our calls. We have David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, since we're still a government of the people, by the people, for the people, I'm going to open another formal session of government right now. And first of all, I wanted to say that... caller Chris from Albuquerque, he just got off the radio earlier today on the local station, and he with the same presentation there as here. And
was that the European sounding guy?
Chris, you just need to go. You need to go back to Europe. America was founded on freedom, and what you're suggesting is not freedom. It's not compatible. It is compatible over in Germany and France. Go back there. Leave us alone. And people like Chris, he presents plenty of material to debate and to make points with. However, they're not worth even debating anymore. Just go away. We've already discussed all of that over and over again. Moving forward, in our session of government here, the state of New Mexico and the second, the Metro Court, the Bernalillo County District Attorney, Raul Torres, has prosecuted me for 5 years. And recently, over the last 6 months, they had four different charges, and Raul, your assistant DAs or whoever made the decision, have surrendered to me. I have taken your conditional surrender four different times on the four different charges. You lost, loser. Okay, however, in this formal session of government, Raul Torres, I would like to invite you, ask you, request of you, challenge you, and dare you, since you have a few more weeks of time for with which you can still prosecute me. You can motion to reopen the cases and withdraw your motion for dismissal. And fight me again. And since you have a few more weeks to do that, I will challenge you to do that, Raul, because it was fun fighting you for these 5 years and the tens of thousands of dollars of taxpayer money, state of New Mexico taxpayer money that you wasted, Raul. And since you're going to probably try to run for governor at some point in the future, the taxpayers would like you to finish what you started with their tens of thousands of dollars trying to put me in prison. So please, Raul, take me up on that offer.
You know, David, if you and Raul were both heavy libertarians or even anarchists, we could host a duel between the two of you at this year's Forkfest, a match, if you will.
I accept.
A boxing match, if you will.
I'd love to see it.
I accept.
Well, now I guess the ball is in Raul's court, as it normally is.
Yes.
Yes, Judge Torres, call in and please accept this challenge.
Yeah, well, guaranteed Raul will hear about it. That's the way it works in New Mexico. Raul, I have called him out, and I'm challenging his man card.
All right. Any further thoughts, David?
No, but that's a really cool idea. I would actually make the trip to New Hampshire to do a lawful sanctioned MMA or boxing or whatever Raul chooses.
Yeah, word. All right, well, I'll write that down on the calendar in parentheses as a tentative thing. We'll pencil it in and let you know if Raul calls. Thanks for the call tonight, David.
He may be the first judge to lose a boxing match in absentia.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Yeah.
I
load up on firsts for Forkfest, you know?
I think that would be a fantastic idea, though, right? David from New Mexico and Raul, this statist guy, right? Getting into the ring, right? Settle the differences.
That'd be great.
You know? That is certainly a voluntary form of dispute resolution.
Yeah.
Right? If they agree to, hey, whoever wins the match, you win X, right? This is all written out beforehand, the contract is signed.
And it's a very honest way to do it, because as a judge, you obviously believe that violence is the way to solve these problems and threats of violence. Yeah. So, you know,
step up.
Yeah. You know, if you want to do violence to people in order to get your way, well, do it yourself.
Yeah. And that's the problem that I have with, well, all politicians, really,
mm-hmm.
is because they're always getting somebody else to do the dirty work for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's sending poor people to go bomb brown children in faraway countries, or, you know, hiring regular people to, you know, lay a flat thing that vehicles could roll upon, right? But first, they take a giant cut for themselves. After forcibly extracting the money from people, they take a big cut for themselves, and then they hire regular people to build these structures
mm-hmm.
for them. They don't actually do anything, and somehow they reap the rewards from not doing anything, and I'm not down with that at all.
Yeah, and since you mentioned build the roads, I'm gonna put this out here again, and it won't be the last time, but, you know, everyone out there, like, you've seen potholes. Okay, which has more potholes, the parking lot or the road there? Gotta tell you, in my experience, it is always the road that has more potholes than the parking lot.
Yeah, at least me driving around town here in Keene, New Hampshire, certainly the road. I can tell you verifiably in the Seattle, Washington area, it's definitely the, quote, government roads, unquote, that have the most damage and are the most frail and are the most in need of repair versus the parking lots or the private roads that do exist.
How many years have we been talking about our crumbling infrastructure? infrastructure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, no one's going to do anything about it. No one has done anything about it. So, yeah, this is why. Because there's no benefit to doing it.
Yeah. Some years ago, there was, I think it was the 35W in Minneapolis or St. Paul. It was a bridge that went over, like, the Mississippi. Maybe 7-8 years ago, a decade ago. The bridge just collapsed, like, while people were driving across it. And, of course, it came out that, well, you know, the bridge is in need of repair and has been for quite some time, blah, 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 blah. And it's because, well, nobody's doing anything about it.
Yeah. How about we put the people who decided not to fix this bridge, since they were the only ones legally allowed to fix this bridge, how about we put them on trial?
Yeah.
Say, okay, you saw this problem, and let's put them on trial for criminal negligence.
Yeah.
You know, every single one in America, that would be beautiful.
Well, the same thing goes for even, like, local governments, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, you're a mayor and you don't want people parking in this particular area of your city? Well, then go out there and stop them from parking there yourself. Don't hire other people to do it for you. You do it yourself. Get out there and do the dirty work yourself. Same goes for governors. Oh, you want people to forcibly wear masks in your town? Great. Get out there and start masking these people yourself.
Oh, I would adore it.
Put yourself in that position.
I would adore it if His Excellency would come to tell me to put on a mask.
Yeah, well, he won't even come crawling out of his house and say hello to the kind and caroling protesters.
Oh, but I thought he had the mandate from the masses. I thought he represented these people. Doesn't he want to see the people that he represented?
Mandate from them asses, not the masses.
Mm.
So, all these people are just power-hungry guys. Some of them don't even realize it. They're in this position, and they don't realize that they are a power-hungry, power-mad person.
Well, and it goes all the way down, too. Because all of the people who, like, oh, I want you to collect taxes, which is theft, it's mugging people,
for
whatever it is that I want, for this thing that I want done, or just to hand to me, like, oh, well, you know, you could go out and mug people yourself, but it's just so much easier to check a box to make someone else run out and mug people on your behalf.
Yeah, because if these people in government had to do these things themselves, why, all of this ridiculousness wouldn't exist in the first place. But because they don't have to get their hands dirty, they don't have to do the dirty work, they don't have to get any actual blood on their hands, they don't have to have confrontation with the people, with their neighbors, and their neighbors' families, and the like.
Yeah, no skin in the game.
That's right. They have no skin in the game. Doesn't matter to them. They don't care about you, and they're not going to magically start caring. Well, we are just about out of time. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. You can get our archives over at freetalklive.com. Remember, we're here 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Thanks for listening. Peace.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now, or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
If you want to know the latest about Free Talk Live before we go on the air, all you need to decide is how you want it delivered. It's your choice. Visit news.freetalklive.com to receive our usually weekly news updates by email. Plus, we have a Twitter account at twitter.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us on the decentralized Mastodon platform at toot.freetalklive.com. So please follow us at toot.freetalklive.com and sign up for our emails at news.freetalklive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.